From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A group of Taliban insurgents attack a building in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Officials say the building housed a special unit of the Afghan security force responsible for protecting government officials. The attack began Tuesday with a suicide bomber blowing up a vehicle at the entrance. Officials said the ensuing gunfight between the assailants and Afghan security forces left all of the attackers dead. The Taliban claimed responsibility. Reporter Ayaz Ghul.
We know that the Taliban launched its spring offensive just a week ago, and since then we have seen an intensified conflict across Afghanistan. And today when the Taliban issued a statement about this attack, they said that this was part of their ongoing so-called Umari operation.
At least 30 people were killed and more than 327 wounded in the incident. Prospects for a political resolution to Syria's civil war dimmed after the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with the Syrian government. The opposition High Negotiations Committee called on the International Syrian Support Group to intervene. Salem Meslet is a spokesman.
We're not walking away from the negotiation. We are really willing to continue the negotiation, but something has to be done on the ground in Syria.
There has been an uptick in fighting since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are expected to be the big winners in Tuesday's crucial New York primary election. Both could end up with nearly insurmountable leads in the delegate counts. Pre-election polls gave Democrat Clinton a double-digit lead over her opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. For the Republicans, Trump is in the lead, Donald Trump. This is VOA News.